If I'm Paul Maurice right now, behind closed doors, I'm like, we're done. We're done. It's over. We're screwed. But the good thing is Paul Maurice is more composed than I am. And looking at his group more calculating, I think. It's a tough stretch, and every team has them. You go back and look through the Leaf season, and there's long runs of no wins and when they could have panicked and didn't need to. So, it's not the end of the world, but it's just so easy to draw a line between, okay, they're not getting the goaltending and Ehlers is out for the year. Like, those are huge, huge things. This Winnipeg Jets team needs goaltending more than any team, you can argue, particularly with the defense they have. So Hellebuck can turn it around, and that can certainly salvage things for this Jets team. But to me, they were so dependent on a guy that Elliot Friedman was calling one of the heart front runners for him, or at least on his top 10 in Ehlers. So without him, it's a different looking group, and boy, they've struggled in his absence.
Well, I've had Paul Maurice as a coach, and he's a great coach, X's and O, excellent coach in the National Hockey League. But, you know, he's been guilty of rattling the hornet's nest at the wrong time. And I think he did that in pulling Hellebuck a couple nights ago, benching Scheifele. And I think it's the wrong time to be doing moves like that, too. And he did a couple of things like that in Carolina, where the guys were looking around saying, like, you're really kicking over the Gatorade bottle or can jug for the third time this month. So you got to keep the guys motivated, you got to keep them engaged, and you got to find ways to get wins right now. And I think right now morale is low in Winnipeg. You got some veteran guys that are not happy with what's going on, and you have to figure that out. This is the worst time for that to happen. So if they don't figure it out, I could see Edmonton sweeping these guys for sure.